happened today.
Today's the 12th of October. It was on this day in 1810 the first Oktoberfest was held. Royalty invited citizens of Munich to join the celebration of the marriage of the Crown Prince Ludwig for the occasion. Very different festival to what it is today. The main event was actually horse racing, but quickly other festivities and sideshows were added. Horse racing no longer a part of the festival today, and it wasn't for another 8 years that the first small beer stands were set up in 1818. By the turn of the century, the small stands became halls, and beer now a massive part of the festivities, of course. It's one of the largest contributors to the local economy. It isn't entirely about beer, though. It's like a giant fair, the Adelaide Show on steroids, you could say. There are rides, food and carnival games and activities, but of course, most people spend the majority of their time in the beer halls. 28 years later and much closer to home, Lieutenant George Gawler arrived in South Australia on this day in 1838 to take over as governor of the colony from George Hindmarsh. The very slow pace at which land was being surveyed in country areas meant many new settlers were forced to remain in Adelaide while waiting for farmland, which put strain on housing, infrastructure and food. Gawler worked to improve the roads, construct a new government house, jail and customs house, and form a police force and barracks. On this day 20 years ago, 202 people were killed during the Bali bombings, including 88 Australians and 38 Indonesians. Two suicide bombers targeted the Sari Club and Paddy's Irish Bar in Kuta's nightclub precinct. A violent Islamist group were convicted, including three individuals who were sentenced to death. It's the anniversary of Pavarotti's birthday today, the Italian opera singer born in 1935. Considered to be one of the best bel canto opera singers of the 20th century and absolutely adored for his lively, enthusiastic nature, the four-time Grammy Award winner died at the age of 71 in 2007. And on this day in 1982, Kiss released the album Creatures of the Night. Despite positive reviews, it took 12 years to reach gold status. Songs like War Machine and Love It Loud still played in the band's repertoire today, but it was a grower, not a shower.